I'll love you when. It's I love you, full stop. I will, even if you won't. And that is the love that God has for us. He loves us because he wants to bless us. He wants us to be blessed. He's chosen to love us, and he will not give up on that choice. It's about you and us. It's about God and us together. It's forever, and it's completely secure. And this is the love that God calls us to show others. So here are some of the words connected to that Hesed love. Everlasting, passion, persistent, unfailing, pursuing, rock solid. Choice, faithful, commitment, steadfast. And it does involve forgiveness. It's sacrificial. As we sang about this morning, that love divine, that love that never leaves us, that love that makes us whole, and then how faithful God is. We sometimes sing that song, your love never fails, never runs out, never gives up on me. And that was what Hosea was living out and showing. So we're going to look at a short and modern take on Hosea. You may like to look at some of these other clips. They're all available on YouTube. This is the fourth one in the series, but they're all very short, but they're very powerful. And it just brings it into a modern day context. So let me explain where we've got to. It's a story of Hosea as portrayed by a young man and a young woman. And the young man has been jilted by his fiancée. And he spent ages waiting and waiting for her, trying to contact her on his mobile phone. And then he spends nights driving around the town looking for her. He sees her with a crowd of other men, and he finds her working the streets. And then he finds her sitting, as you'll see in a moment, on the curbside in the rain, having been kicked out, thrown out, having come to the end of her resources and being picked up by the police. So we're going to watch this video. Perhaps we could have the lights out, please. Maybe you could see portrayed in that the wrestling that was going on in that woman's mind, the shame that she came with. I'll talk about that in a moment. But what Hosea is portraying and what was portrayed there is a love that does not give up, that's willing to pay the cost, that yearns for the person who is loved to come back to them. It reminds us of the story of the prodigal son. But God says to Hosea, go show your love to your wife again, even though she is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves his people. And we see that as Jesus says, this is what God is like. In the story of the prodigal son, longing for people to come back to him. The prodigal daughter portrayed here, the desperate longing for somebody to come back and discover the love that is theirs in Christ, in God. And God's love is the love that provides us with that secure foundation to live from day by day. Nothing can shake those who are secure in God's hands. As the team were praying this morning, we were reminded that God says to us, you are the apple of my eye. And when we are secure in that love, then we can face things, whatever happens. And Jeremiah, when his world was literally falling apart, says, hope returns when I remember this one thing. The Lord's unfailing love and mercy still continue, fresh as the morning, sure as the sunrise. And Paul says this, as we heard in our reading, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The committed connection that God wants with us, the committed connection we can have with God. So what is our response to God's love? Jesus said, do you love me? Feed my sheep. He said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. And he also says, love one another as I have loved you. And God's call to us, as it was to Hosea, is to be witnesses to his love. Because many, many people don't know that love, haven't discovered it for themselves. He called Hosea to witness, to live out that commitment to love Gomer. And our mission statement says this, living and loving like Jesus, so that lives are transformed and hope restored. And it's believing as well, believing like Jesus. Many people believe in Jesus, but it's believing like Jesus, because Jesus did what he did. He lived and he died. He went to the cross because he knew God loved him. He knew it was his Father's love behind it all, and that's why he did it. Even when he said, Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Because he knew it was all founded on that commitment, that love commitment, that love God had for him. And as I said, that little film clip portrayed the shame and the doubt in that woman's face. Could he possibly still love me after what I've done? If you do watch the next film on YouTube, you'll see her wrestling with that, with the ring that he gave her in that muffin in her bag, but taking it out and looking to put it back, taking it out and putting it back. Does he really mean it? Am I really worth it? And of course the answer is yes, you are. You are the apple of God's eye. And I want to show you that. And you and I may be the only people who are connected to God, who understand and who know God's love that somebody else knows. And so Paul wrote this to the Christians. All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person, just as God was there for us. Just as God is there for us. It's that committed connection so that we can reach out to people. And it may take a long, long time. We don't just say, God loves you, and expect them to think, oh, that's great, you know. Yeah. We need to demonstrate it, and probably over and over and over again, as they walk away and come back, and walk away and come back. God loves you. John wrote to fellow Christians. He said, dear children, see how very much our Father loves us. Let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Let's not merely say we love each other. Let's show the truth by our actions. So let's discover more and more how much God loves us. Let's take time to read his word, to get in, be in groups and to think how much God loves us. Let's ask him to reveal that to us so that we can reach out to others who don't yet know it. I'll finish with a little story about a long commitment that somebody made. It's about a little troubled girl who came into a nursery, and she was 4, and she obviously was suffering a lot of pain. She'd been born in a prison to a mum who'd used every kind of drug imaginable. And this little girl couldn't speak, and she had very little control. And the nursery worker said, "I knew her progress would be a mighty battle. Whenever somebody approached her, she became violent for a long time and ended up in a fetal position, curled on the floor, crying out. I found myself," the worker says, "praying for her day in and day out. As months rolled on, I began to bond with this child that no one wanted. She and I worked very hard, taking one step forward and 4 steps back. Daily we sat in a huge rocking chair in my office, swaying back and forth and back and forth. And during that rocking time, I sang, 'Jesus loves me.'" Maybe you know that old song. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me." And this little girl, she says, settled down and became quite still at the melody. Though she never spoke, peace seemed to fill her face as she listened to the song. One day, after a very long battle and struggle, I held this special girl again to calm her fears and pain. In silence, we rocked back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Then she looked at me with tear-filled eyes and spoke for the first time. "Sing to me about the man who loves me." Blinking back tears of joy, she says, "I knew we'd begun to win the battle." Let's pray together. Father, you are a father of mercy and compassion, of unfailing love and mercy and forgiveness. Reveal that to us more and more by your Spirit, we pray, that we might always stand firm on that love and know the hope that comes from knowing it. But Lord, not just for ourselves, but may we show that love, that commitment to others, so that they too might discover you for themselves. May we, by our lives, by our actions, always shine out you, the one who loves us. Amen.